Now, Kramer and Jess, mornings on Mix 106.5.
Yo, first words of the morning. What's up, everybody?
I know, right? Good morning. Happy Wednesday.
That came clumbling out. Hello. Welcome. All right, we'll do Would You Rather Wednesday. This is, if you're new to this, every Wednesday I come on and I give you two scenarios that are unfortunate, and you got to choose which one of those unfortunate ones would you rather. This week, though, a more positive one. Two positive situations, but unfortunately, you can only have one, okay?
Okay.
In honor of Super Bowl this weekend, would you rather the Ravens win the Super Bowl or the O's win the World Series? You can only have one. Okay, so again, positive this week, man. All positivity. You can only have one. And I'm kind of curious, though.
I think that's going to be a tough decision for a lot of people.
In Maryland, you only can choose one. So in this upcoming season, would you rather the O's win the World Series or the Ravens win the Super Bowl? And why? Jessica?
I go Ravens win the Super Bowl. I just because I'm more of a football fan than baseball. I do. I mean, I love going to baseball games more than anything. I have a hard time watching it on TV, but I really like one of my favorite things to do is to go to a baseball park. But I just love the Ravens more. And I just want to be. I also like I was in when we were in season, I was envisioning like having like the parade here and all that kind of stuff.
It'd be so
and
wild.
Like all of the activities, all the celebrations, just. I think just how the city and just I think the entire state would have just gone crazy. I'm definitely going Super Bowl.
I'm not a sports person. I would say I'm more of a baseball person than I am even a football person, but I still think I'm going vibes alone here. Vibes alone. I think a Ravens Super Bowl would dominate the energy of the city over an O's win. And I don't know why that is. I'm not sure why. I feel like more people would be excited. I feel like you'd be way more hype if the Ravens won the Super Bowl. So for me, selfishly, I'm going to go that. Permission to get serious here for a second. I know it's kind of early, but I just got something super heavy on my heart today. And I'm going to give you a trigger warning that we're going to talk about death by suicide here for a second. So if that's really triggering for you, totally don't expect you to hang out with the conversation today. I had a radio mentor that ended his own life yesterday. And I am like really, really shaken up by this. And I bring this up not to bring everybody down this morning. I bring this up because hopefully this conversation is a little bit healing if possibly you've gone through this or maybe just a good reminder for all of us. So this guy was, man, he was just so instrumental in helping me get my career off the ground. His name was Ace. He went by Ace on the radio. And he did a really big show that was syndicated out of Charlotte. And really took me under his wing, helped me out, introduced me to a lot of people, would always speak highly of me and helped me get some big city jobs. Even like, I wouldn't be here today, honestly, if it wasn't for him.
Mm-hmm.
And over the last couple of years, his life got really complicated. He lost his daughter. Nothing I'm sharing with you hasn't been public, by the way. So I feel comfortable sharing with you because it's all things that he's shared publicly.
Mm-hmm.
He lost his daughter in a car wreck. And he was going through a divorce right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I think when I started seeing his life get complicated, I wasn't really quite sure how to interact with him anymore.
Mm.
Do you know that feeling where you're like, I feel like I want to be there for you, but I'm just not sure. We're not close enough where I feel like I've got the right words for that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he had really been struggling the last couple of months. He lost his radio job, probably because of everything going on.
Everything personally, yeah.
And he posted something on Instagram not too long ago saying that he was kind of getting back up on his feet. And it made me feel really positive. And I was still like, man, should I reach out to him? Just let him know that I hear, let him know that I care. And then news got to me yesterday that he ended his life. And it's sad, man. I mean, anytime someone dies by suicide, it's so tragic because you just wonder like where they were at, what they were thinking, because you know there's so many people. I love this guy to death, but like what he was thinking.
Yeah.
And I think the worst part for me is feeling like, should I have said something?
Mm-hmm.
Like in his dark days, when I felt like he probably had other people around him.
Yeah.
That were telling him, we love you and we're here for you.
Mm-hmm.
He's a big time radio host, man. He's got plenty of people. He didn't need me. Like, I feel guilty I didn't say something.
Yeah.
To send some love, even though I didn't feel like I had the right words, mm-hmm. you know?
My best friend, actually, she went through the same thing last year, and her brother unalived himself. And it's been something that was very heavy. And we all went to high school together. And it's something that I've been there for her this last probably year. And she has gone through the same emotions. And they vary, right? It's like, I think grief is just so interesting and there's no real way to navigate it. Right. I think it's just a matter of going through it. Yeah. And she went through the same thing of questioning and asking herself, is there something that I could have done? Is there something that I should have said? And something that I just shared with her was, unfortunately, there's nothing that you can say to someone who is going through something. And whether if it's as critical as unaliving themselves or a different struggle that they're going through, whether it be substance abuse or anything like that. Right. Unfortunately, it always has to be up to that person and it has to be their choice. Yeah. You can't want it more than they want it more for themselves. And that doesn't mean that he wasn't trying and then he wasn't working through it, you know? And I think all that we can do in times like these is think of our loved ones with empathy. And sometimes too, like with what he was going through, trauma can cause like an imbalance in your brain chemistry and completely change you and who you are. And so I think if anything, really the only positive thing you can do is like you did today and just keep his memory alive and share who he was to his core and not let what has happened to him define who he is.
There's a lot of people in Charlotte that are really going to be missing him this morning. And so Ace Cannon, man, he was a radio legend. But hey, for you, like, I guess 2 points. Number one, like, maybe just reach out to somebody. Also, just know we love you. Just wanted to tell you that we love you today. If you haven't heard it from anybody recently, today, yesterday, the day before, just know that Kramer and Jess, we're sending you a lot of love because we do love you.
Now. These are the top three trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore top three. With Jess. Number three.
Authorities recovered all of the 67 victims from the Potomac River less than a week after an American Airlines flight collided with a military helicopter in the D.C. area. Search and recovery efforts are over after the crash last Wednesday with 66 people identified. The chief medical examiner's office is still working to identify the final victim. Authorities are clearing the wreckage from the Potomac River and the National Transportation Safety Board is currently investigating the cause of the crash.
It's still so tragic, man. It feels like it just happened. I mean, mm-hmm. I know it's been a couple of days now, but it still feels like we're in the middle of it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Number two.
Last week's Fire Aid concert raised over $100 million to help with the wildfire relief efforts in Los Angeles. Now, this came from donations, ticket sales, sponsorships, and more. It included performances from over 30 artists like Green Day, Stevie Nicks, Lady Gaga, Billie Eilish, and more. So there's also a 90-track benefit album that's actually dropping on Friday for only 24 hours. It's called Good Music to Lift Los Angeles, and it'll be available at bandcamp.com for $20.25. What this is going to be, it's going to be a mix of previously unreleased music from artists, like new songs, covers, remixes, and even demos. We're going to see artists like Death Cab for Cutie, Tenacious D, Modest Mouse, and many, many more.
Oh, wow. That's a cool way to raise money.
Really cool.
Yeah.
Number one.
According to a new survey, 17% of football fans who plan to watch the Super Bowl on Sunday think Travis Kelce will pop the question to Taylor Swift after the game. Another 24% of people believe he's only going to propose if the Chiefs beat the Eagles. Now, Kelce even dodged the question himself when he was asked by a reporter if he would be proposing to Swift at the game during a recent press conference. Travis responded jokingly, quote, "Wouldn't you like to know?" Swift has obviously been a regular at Kelce's game since they first started dating. She also appeared at last year's Super Bowl with Kelce, which she played in. Even betting companies are getting in on this, having a ton of bets ready for this year's game, including if Kelce will actually pop the big question. The Kansas City Chiefs take on the Philadelphia Eagles on Sunday at 6:30 p.m. in New Orleans, airing on Fox.
You think he will?
No! Y'all, if these two get engaged at whatever point they do, I mean, literally, they haven't, their relationship is still very new. Y'all think they're going to do a proposal at a football game?
I mean, absolutely not. Bro, he's so about the limelight, though. Like,
No way.
I wouldn't be shocked. I still stand by my theory. These two will break up in the offseason.
They're literally going to get married and live happily ever after. No, they are. I still stand by.
I don't see them last. I promise you, by the first kick of next season, those two will not be together.
I feel it in my soul that they're going to be together forever.
But you don't think it'll happen in the Super Bowl, though?
No. Yeah. I think that the proposal that she's going to get and that she deserves is going to be way more magical than it being after a win or during the flipping Super Bowl.
Remember how obnoxious he was last year?
There's going to be candles. There's going to be roses. It might be tropical, or maybe it might be in the snow. I don't know, but it's definitely not going to be at a football game. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's absolutely nothing wrong with it being at a football game, but this is not happening at a football game. This is Jess, and that's your top three brought to you by Goal Vision.
Kramer and Jess.
$1,000 Minute.
Mix 106.5.
Hi. Happy Wednesday. $1,000 in free gas. You ready for this? Just try this in your head. Just try to answer these 7 trivia questions. See how you do. Caller 10, though, is our actual contestant. Hi, who's this?
This is Jen and Tucker.
Jen and Tucker. Hi, guys.
Hi, Jen and Tucker. How are you?
Good. This is our second time getting on.
Wait, I'm what? So what's happening over there?
I'm pulling over.
Okay, pull over. Be safe, Jen. Well, we're so excited to get you guys on for this. Yeah, you're caller number 10. We're going to play for the gas card. Are you safe now?
We're safe.
Okay, perfect. Let's go to Jess. Let's explain how to play the game for everybody, and then we're going to get into it, Jess.
Okay, so if you can answer 7 trivia questions in 60 seconds, you win $1,000 and free dash in gas. But if you get one wrong, mispronounce one, or take longer than 60 seconds, you're out. Now remember, you can pass on the ones you don't know, and we will go back to them only if there is time at the end. Jen and Tucker, you guys ready to play?
Yes, we're ready.
Tucker, let's go.
Your chance at $1,000 in Dash and Gas starts now.
Question number 1. Michael, Jim, and Pam worked at Dunder Mifflin in which 2000s TV show?
Pass.
Question number 2. What is the date 14 days from now?
February 19th.
Correct. Question number 3. What kind of beans are traditionally used in Boston baked beans?
Pass.
Question number 4. What boy band sang the hit song I Want It That Way?
Backstreet Boys.
Correct. Question number 5. How do you abbreviate post office box?
P.O. Box.
Correct. Question number 6. What is 81 divided by 9 plus 4?
13.
Correct. Question number 7. What is the name of the mascot for the Fruit Loops cereal?
Toucan Sam.
Yeah. Correct.
Question number 1. Michael, Jim, and Pam worked at Dunder Mifflin.
That's 60 seconds right there.
Oh, my gosh. Toucan Sam is crazy that you remembered that. That is so cool.
You probably can't remember what you did yesterday, but damn it, Toucan Sam will always live in your heart and in your mind.
Oh my God, that was so good.
What I was really impressed by was the math question. I was like, well, this is going to take her a second. Literally, 81 divided by 9 plus 4, 13. Wow, that was pretty good. Wow.
You only passed on 2. So we'll go back to question number 1. Michael, Jim, and Pam worked at Dunder Mifflin on which 2000s TV show? That's The Office.
Yeah, that's The Office.
That's The Office. And then question number 3, what kind of beans are traditionally used in Boston baked beans? That's Navy.
It's Navy beans.
Yeah.
Navy beans.
Hey, Tucker, what do you think?
I did okay, right?
You did amazing. Yeah.
Tucker, are you proud of Mom right now? That was really good.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm really proud of my mom.
Well, as you should be, Tucker.
You're so sweet.
Tucker, what are you doing today? What's the plan?
I'm going to school and I just turned eight like a month ago.
Oh my God! Happy birthday!
Yeah, happy birthday! How is 8 years old going? Is it better than 7?
Yeah.
And why?
Because that's awesome.
It's awesome. That's right. 8 is awesome. Hey, you guys are so much fun. Call us back. Tomorrow we're going to come back. We're going to have 7 more trivia questions worth $1,000 in free gas. Tucker, have a great day at school. Jen, thank you so much for calling us. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Have a good day, you guys. And make sure to head to Dashen and try their delicious burgers. These are griddle pressed, craft, cooked to order, and served on a brioche bun. Stop by your local Dashen today.
Jordan, 11, calling from Pikesville, Maryland. And my joke is, how did the mobile phone propose to his girlfriend?
How did the mobile phone propose to his girlfriend? Let's get into it.
It's time for kid jokes.
Yeah. It doesn't matter if you like or dislike this segment. It's always a nice reminder that we're halfway through the week. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like it's a good milestone when you hear that, it's time for the kid jokes. And it's like, all right, halfway done. We can do it. If you've never joined us for kid jokes before, Jess, how do we do this?
Kids from all over the state of Maryland call in and take over our show, and they tell us their best and funniest kid joke, and then we do our best to try and solve them, and it's a lot of fun for the kids, but it's a lot harder for us.
If you've got a funny kid in the car, pass them your cell phone, and kids, call us, 855-KID-JOKE. Just type in 855-KID-JOKE. Call us, tell us the joke. We will try to solve it like we're trying to do with Jordan's.
How did the mobile phone propose to his girlfriend?
Mobile phone proposed to his girlfriend.
Will you pair with me? I say pair because you know when you like or like connect with, because I'm thinking of like connecting your AirPods to your phone or like pairing something to your Bluetooth.
To me, like the first thing that came to mind was ring. Like a phone's gonna ring.
He gave her the ring.
Oh,
he just gave her a ring.
He gave her the ring or like.
He gave her a ring.
Yo. I'm on fire today, man. We're going 4 for 4. 855-KID-JOKE if you got a funny joke for us.
Hi, my name's Charlie. I'm 10 years old, and I'm calling from Glen Arm, Maryland. And my joke is, how do you know a vampire has a successful Valentine's Day?
How do you know that a vampire has a successful Valentine's Day? Man, I don't know what's going to be appropriate to say. Because I know what everyone's thinking, and I don't think that's the answer. What? Just tell us. You don't want you to tell us what the answer is for this one.
It's love at first bite.
Love at first bite. That was good.
855 kid joke.
My name is James. I am 9 years old. I'm from Baltimore City, and my kid joke is, how did Darth Vader know what Luke got him for his birthday?
What?
How did Darth Vader, you have to help me with this one, I'm not a Star Wars person, but how do you know that Darth Vader, or how did Darth Vader know what he got for his birthday?
I want to say something having to do with the Force.
Okay. Forced his way.
Like he used the Force.
He used the Force. He
felt his presence.
He felt his presence.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he felt his presence. Oh, that's good. That was good.
855 kid joke. Hop in.
I'm Isabella. I'm 7 years old. I'm from Glen Burnie, and this is my joke. Why was the cheese afraid to hide?
Why was the cheese, so cute by the way, why was the cheese afraid to hide?
Oh, why was the cheese afraid to hide?
Yeah.
What do I think of when I think of cheese?
I'm thinking Swiss, like holy, but like had found a...
I'm thinking like, because someone could like smell the cheese.
Smell the cheese, cut the cheese.
Slice?
He didn't want someone to cut the cheese. I'm going with cut the cheese. What?
Because it was always spotted.
Spotted. Okay.
Oh, cheetah.
Oh,
how did the cheetah?
Cheetah. That made sense. Good job.
That would make a lot more
sense. Good job, guys.
Or maybe the cheese was spotted. You know, maybe it had like mold on it. I don't know. If you're a kid with a funny joke, 855 kid joke.
Now.
These are the top three trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore top three. With Jess. Number three.
Governor Wes Moore unveiled a new design concept for the Key Bridge that's the first of its kind in Maryland and will stand 45 feet taller to accommodate larger ships. State leaders celebrated a major milestone since the bridge's collapse with the unveiling of the new bridge's design concept, which honors the architectural tradition of the original. It'll be Maryland's first cable-stayed bridge with two travel lanes in each direction and an increased height from 185 feet to 230 feet. feet. The new bridge is set to open in fall of 2028.
Ooh, takes a long time to build a bridge, man. Yeah. I think it's beautiful. Do you like it?
Yeah, I think it's very... I just love how they're still honoring the original bridge with like the design of it all. So I think it's a massive win. I think also with what they projected on how long it would have taken to open the Port of Baltimore and what they actually did in that time. I just think the entire situation has been a testament of how people have come together for this.
Can you tell us how you feel about it? Do you like the new bridge, the design? 410-583-1065. Text us.
Number two.
The Super Bowl is this Sunday, and according to a recent report from the National Chicken Council, Americans are set to devour 1.47 billion wings while watching the Chiefs and Eagles battle it out in New Orleans, which is up 20 million from last year. That's enough to circle the earth three times or dish out more than four wings to every single person in the country.
That's insane, man.
Number one.
Sabrina Carpenter is keeping the momentum going after her massive night at the Grammys. After winning Best Pop Solo Performance for Espresso and Best Pop Vocal Album for Short and Sweet, she is celebrating her wins with a deluxe edition of the album featuring five new tracks, including a feature from Dolly Parton on her hit song Please, Please, Please. The deluxe edition of Short and Sweet drops on Valentine's Day.
It's not a coincidence that happens. I mean, I was just thinking about Beyoncé's strategic release of her concert. Just happened to be after
she
wins the Grammy, you know?
Yeah.
But good for Sabrina. It's awesome.
I'm so, so excited for that. This is Jess, and that's your top three.
Hey, it's Mix 106.5, Kramer and Jess. Answer this question for us. What's one thing that your child does that leaves you thinking, yep, that's definitely my kid? That's definitely, like, you see these mannerisms, this behavior, these actions, and you're like, that's got to be my child. If you've got a story for us, 410-583-1065. I saw this question on Reddit, and I was like, yo, I've always thought of it in reverse, like, as... like, I see me doing things that my dad would act like, and I'm like, oh, I hate that about myself. You know, you might see like parts in your parent, but I'm sure as a parent now...
you have, like, an actual visible, like, reflection of, hey, that's actually... That is definitely me.
I don't even know if I can get mad about that, because that's literally my DNA. I can, like, see myself in my child. What's one thing that your kid does that leaves you thinking, yep, that one's mine? Let's go through some Reddit responses and then we'll see if we get some calls on this.
This from someone posted this on Reddit. My 8-year-old daughter ripped a giant fart in the middle of the store. A lady turned around and looked at her. My daughter, without hesitation, said, I think someone stepped on a duck.
I would totally put that on somebody else. Yeah,
that's so awesome. Another one. My kid accidentally kneed himself in the face and knocked out a tooth that wasn't previously loose. Yep, that's my kid. Oh, man.
What else?
Oh, my gosh. I love this. When my son got old enough to be in charge of his own Christmas gift giving, he asked me, I just started my Christmas spreadsheet. Have you started yours yet?
Like, if you're an analytical person.
Like, type A.
And you start seeing your kid put together a PowerPoint for a Christmas list, it's over. It's you.
Oh, this one's crazy. My 6-year-old likes to announce his bowel movements. Mom, it's the size of a baby's arm. Definitely his father's son. It's out of control.
Hey, Mix, good morning. Who's this?
Cheyenne.
Cheyenne, do you see things? Your kid does something, you're like, dang, that's my kid for sure.
Yeah, sometimes.
What happens?
He, like, just do the little sneaky things. Like he ate all the snacks and then try to say he didn't do it.
And you're like,
but they're all goss.
It's the sneakiness. What is middle age? Like who is middle aged? Are you middle aged? Am I middle aged? It's a scary term that we have to learn to digest as we get older. But what the hell is middle age? Like what is that? In case you don't know, I just turned, well, I'm 41 now. I can't even say I just turned 40. I'm 41. So like some of this midlife crisis stuff, man, it's, if you're in your late 30s, 40s, early 50s, you know what I'm talking about. Jess, what's middle age? They just came out with a survey this morning saying what most people in Maryland consider
middle age.
Like, are you middle aged?
I would assume 50 is, right?
50 is middle age for you? So you're not middle. I'm not middle aged to you.
I think, yeah, no, that's fine. I think 50, right? In the middle.
So I would consider middle age 65, probably.
Really?
It's like not exactly the middle, probably, for most people, but it's like, I want to push that number as far away from me as possible is what I'm trying to do right now. So here's what people are saying in Maryland, and tell us if you agree with this. The definition of middle age, if we're going to go by definition, between 40 and 60. So you get it right on the nail. But so technically, I would fall.
And middle-aged.
As a middle-aged person. If you're a person listening between 40 and 60, congratulations, 40-year-olds. You are now in the middle-aged category.
I guess that makes sense, because in my mind, I'm like, well, 50 gets like halfway to 100. But I guess the range from 40 to 60 is depending on your life expectancy.
Sure, yeah.
So I guess that makes sense.
1 in 4 people in Maryland, by the way, under 40, though, say they're middle-aged.
Really?
1 in 4 people, 25% of people. Listen That's to funny. This. 1 in 5 people over 60 still consider themselves middle-aged.
Yeah.
So, like, it seems like of everyone taking the poll here in Maryland, though, it's probably somewhere between 35 and 65. So, Jess, as a 31-year-old, you're not there yet, but like, damn it, like would you be able to consider yourself middle-aged at 35? It's kind of freaky.
It doesn't freak me out. Doesn't bother me one bit. I'm just happy to be alive.
Yo, I feel that. But damn, middle-aged? Like, are you ready to consider yourself, like, if you're 30s, 40s, 50s, are you middle-aged? It's just a little midlife crisis with Kramer this morning. Melanie in Baltimore, what is middle-aged? What is it?
Number-wise, it's like 38 to 59 or 39 to 58, something like that. Because the life expectancy is supposedly like 72 years old for the average human.
Sure.
See, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, okay. So it's like just the middle. It's nothing bad. It's not a bad thing.
I mean,
it's literally just the middle of our expected lifespan. That's all.
How old are you? If you don't mind me asking, Melody, how old are you?
I'm 39.
39.
And I was like, oh my God, I'm middle-aged.
So you say that. You consider that, right? It's weird. But tell me it's not weird to digest that, like, you're middle-aged now. Like, what? Weren't we just playing in, like, the dirt yesterday?
Yeah, it was a little bit, because I was like, what? I'm still 20. What are we talking about?
Does that make you want to live your life differently in any way, shape, or form? Like, does that change the way you feel about life in any way?
Honestly, I'm not going to lie. It did a little bit. I'm not going to say it gave me this extraordinary epiphany or something, but it did make me feel like, you know what? I'm 39. Like, what haven't I done yet that I've been wanted to do? You know what I'm saying? Like, what haven't I done yet?
Good for you.
Live your life, though, Melody. I like this perspective. Yeah. Like, it's weird, but like, you know, it's weird and cool. Weird and cool is
Yeah, I think, it's not a bad thing. It's
best,
not a bad thing.
Best thing we can put it.
To bay or not to bay. That is the Maryland question.
I mean, do you feel like you could create a more Maryland segment than this? We challenge you. If somebody's got a better Maryland idea for us, hit us up, because we think we've created the most Maryland radio segment possible. This is called To Bay or Not To Bay. Jess, we've been doing this for years. We didn't mean to do this for years. It just kind of keeps going. What is this?
Yes, it's the longest running Old Bay taste test. We put Old Bay on different items you typically wouldn't put it on, and that's because everyone says, at least in the state of Maryland, everyone says that you can put Old Bay on anything. And so we've discovered that Old Bay is good on a lot of things that you probably haven't tried, but it does not work on everything. So every week we test out that theory and let you know so you don't have to try it yourself.
What are we doing today?
With Valentine's Day next week, I'm sure that you are seeing a ton of different goodies at whatever grocery store or drugstore that you stop at. And I found these like dark chocolate truffles.
Yeah.
And it's super cute packaging. I got them at Sprouts. And the reason why I got dark chocolate is because I actually do not enjoy dark chocolate at all.
Which is so bizarre. You're more of a milk chocolate, white chocolate. What do you do?
I do. Like, yeah. I just, for some reason, I've never been able to connect to dark chocolate, and I feel really left out. Also, dark chocolate is like healthy. It's like the healthiest of the chocolates.
To me, the most superior of all the chocolates is dark chocolate. And that was even before I went vegan. Like, it is the best of the chocolate.
So this is more of a plea for myself that maybe if I put the Old Bay on the dark chocolate, then I could also too enjoy along with everyone else.
Take a bite. I mean, and like, of course, a truffle is like the chocolate.
Truffles are the best.
Chocolate,
you know, so I'm really hoping it works out.
You're going in super hard.
Ooh, and these are assorted flavors as well. They have a sea salt truffle.
Oh.
Ooh, a caramel truffle. Oh God, where's the dark chocolate? Did I? Did I not get? Okay, I got. Okay, perfect. So, oh my God, these are so cute.
Jess doing just take a bite since you hate dark chocolate so much. I mean, arguably, it's like a little gross, but still good, if that makes sense.
It took,
Wait for it to sting you. The dark chocolate always stings.
It's bitter.
Yeah, it'll get you there at the end. It's like
it's
a bee sting.
It's just a little bitter. Like, that's what I don't know. I don't like
that. Mm-mm. That's how dark chocolate goes. At first, you're into it, then you end up hating it.
Genuinely,
you know?
I don't like that. So I'm going to put Old Bay on it, and maybe that'll make my experience a lot better.
Okay. Chocolate truffles for Valentine's Day next week. Is it to bay or not to bay? Jess Dutra trying herself. Makes no noise.
Oh, that made it a little better for me.
A little better. How much better, though? Because your face is not screaming that's better at all.
It's survival.
Just getting through it.
I feel like this time I survived it where the last time it took me out. So I would say definitely... I would definitely put Old Bay on dark chocolate.
Okay, but the question is it better with
it? It's 1,000%
better. 1,000% better.
With it on there.
All
yeah.
Right, we didn't know that.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.